by Didier Drogba. Yes! It's the greatest night in Chelsea's history. Champions of Europe at last.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Fulham Road Podcast. In today's episode, I mean, we're going to be talking about Chelsea versus Newcastle. You know, winning Newcastle isn't for everyone, as Tottenham and United can tell you about. But yeah, five wins on the bounce, guys. And Marcus Alonso scored the winning critical goal for Chelsea to beat Newcastle 1-0 at Stamford Bridge today. So I am joined by my co-host, Josh.
What's up?
And we are also joined by a good friend of the podcast who's been on before, Adam.
Hello, hello.
Perfect, perfect. So, I mean, guys, like, this game was one of them ones that we had to grind out. Now, this hurts me a bit to say because I feel like it's a bit of an attack. I mean, not necessarily an attack, but at the end of the day, these are the kind of games that we were supposed to... Like, the way we won today's game was the way we should have won certain games last season when Sarri was here, when, like, there was literally, like, we could have end 0-0 or 1-1 where there's, like, no, like, spark at the end of the day. And that was one of those games today. Because, I mean, I don't know about you lot, but the first half was kind of dodgy and it was kind of building up to one of those matches where Newcastle could have had a smash and grab. But we ended up edging it at the end of the day. So, I mean, what were your takes on the match? I will start with Adam.
Yeah, like I said, it was a bit of... Just had to grind it out, but and I didn't really want to see that because you know this is the games where you want to get a few goals for extra confidence. I can't have too many complaints. Obviously, we kept a clean sheet. A win against Newcastle, you know, they're a hard team to break down. It's not always easy. Marcus Alonso, like you mentioned, getting the goal. Overall, I'm happy. I think we didn't play too bad. We need to be a bit more clinical, but yeah, overall, I'm very happy.
Oh, fair play, fair play. I mean, Josh, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mostly agree with Adam with that. I think, most importantly, we kept a clean sheet. I would have been very disappointed in us had we shipped a goal to Newcastle, who, in my opinion, have one of the worst attacks in the league. I thought, you know, we showed that we know how to get the goal. Like you were saying earlier, Dami, and I think that this is one of those wins where it's kind of important because not every game are we going to be able to, you know, ship four or five past a team that is pretty low down the table. And sometimes you're going to have to grind out these games. And I thought today was a good, hard-fought victory.
I mean, for me personally, I thought, like, yeah, it was a nice victory, definitely. We created quite a few chances in the second half. As soon as some certain people came off. And some people, not everyone played very well today. I mean, Callum had a fantastic game. Pulisic was the game changer, whether you like it or not. And Josh, I'd like to hear your opinions later on. Jorginho is absolutely pivotal to us getting like this result as well. And yeah, I'm just happy for Kepa that we actually did manage to get a clean sheet. So, for starters, I want to talk about Christian Pulisic. I mean, I'm sure we all saw the video on Twitter about him walking off the pitch. And all, I think it was in tears. Was he in tears?
Yeah,
I think he was.
Yeah. I mean, whether you hate him or not, I don't think, no matter what you think of his, I mean, you don't like to see people in tears. But, I mean, he came on today. And one attribute that I think, I don't remember whose tweet this was, but I wish I did so I could give them credit. But someone said something that I hadn't thought about properly, but he did mention it and I realized how important of a skill it is. Pulisic has this thing where he holds the ball for such a long period of time and then a lot of players come onto him and then he releases like this perfectly precise ball, like the last ball. Like his final pass is usually extremely precise and that's very, very important in the kind of football that we're trying to play. But yeah, I mean, I think it was very, very important. If I'm not mistaken, I think he tried, was it a cross or a pass or something and into Callum or was it a mistake? I don't know what it was, but then was it Pulisic to Callum to Alonso for the goal?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So, I mean, but for me, yeah. So that I think he played very well what he done as he came on today. But yeah, I mean, Josh, I'm absolutely buzzing to hear what you have to say about Pulisic today.
Well, let's be honest. His miss... this is the only negative thing I'll say. His miss was absolutely atrocious. The how he didn't score that, I have no idea.
He played
a pivotal part in the goal. And, you know, I've talked about how I could see Pulisic being a sub for us and how hopefully he can be an impact sub. And today, he made his impact. I thought Willian today was okay. And I thought that when Pulisic came on for Mount, who had a pretty mediocre game, in my opinion, especially for Mason Mount standards. Mm-hmm. I thought Pulisic really gave us a spark. And I thought that he was picking the pass at the right time. He was keeping the ball. I thought his movement was really, really good. And his movement definitely helped us break down a really, really, really hard team like Newcastle, who were just sitting in a low block, anti-football, stick everyone behind the ball and hope to grind out a 0-0 or get a 1-0 on the break. So, yeah, overall, I was happy with Christian Pulisic. I think that he has to be scoring his chance. But overall, because of the impact he made, I'd give him a 7 out of 10.
Fair play. Adam, thoughts?
Yeah, I think he is an impact sub. Obviously, I wanted him to start because I think we could have used more of that in the first half. About the chance he had, I do agree, I think he should have scored it, but if you're trying to be unbiased, I think you have to take into account that the ball fell awkwardly for him. He's already fallen when he's shooting. It was on his left foot. But yeah, I still do think he should be scoring that. He was robbed off an assist from a beautiful great goal line clearance anyway, from Tammy Abraham. So I think he did impact the game. His turn of pace is amazing. His movements, all that stuff. I think we need more of that, and we need him to start more games because it's good being an impact sub, but it's about how much impact you can actually bring on. So that's why I'd start him. But yeah, all smiles from me from Pulisic today.
All right, fair play. I mean, I've done this chronologically, but I want to actually take us back a bit. So we've spoken about Pulisic and the goal, but that's kind of like later on in the game. I want to talk about what are your thoughts on the lineups as well. Let's not take too much time on this, but I mean, I'm going to start with you, Adam. What are your thoughts on the lineup? Because when it came out, I was a bit skeptical, but what were your thoughts? And yeah, also before you speak, sorry, I know that we had injuries, but I mean, still, I was still a bit skeptical. What are your thoughts?
Overall, I didn't think it was too bad. Obviously, like we mentioned, I wanted Pulisic to start. I wanted Kovacic to start as well. I didn't know if Emerson was injured or not, so I was okay with Alonso starting, and I was obviously with him scoring the goal. So overall, I thought it was a solid lineup. I'm not sure what formation it was. Like, there was people saying 4-2-3-1 or whatever, 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3. I'm not sure, but it worked in the end, so I'm happy overall.
In terms of the lineup for me, the only thing that I wasn't so happy about, I thought Kovacic should have started for Barkley. I thought Barkley in his time, I mean, it looked like he was carrying a knock for quite a bit of the time that he was on, and then he eventually came off injured, but I just thought he was very, very poor. His movement was non-existent. And Barkley is a player that he needs space. And in this game, there was very little space. And he's just not up to this level for me where he can, you know, quickly think and move. He's just, he doesn't think quickly enough for me. I think he has ability. It's just that in games like this and in high pressure situations, he usually isn't that good. I thought when Kovacic came on for him, though, I thought Kovacic was very, very good. His driving runs really helped us, his resistance against the press. You know, he could have had a pass before the pass on that one where I think we talked about it earlier where Yedlin had that insane goal line clearance. He could have had the pass before the pass if we had scored that goal. And that goal really all would have stemmed from him. But overall, I was really, I was happy with the lineup. I thought that Like I said, I think that Kovacic should have started. But other than that, I mean, we have to accept the fact that Frank is, I think, probably a bit timid to put players back in.
I was just about to say.
As soon as he has been in previous games, especially like with someone like N'Golo Kante, we don't want to rush any of our players back, I don't think, anymore. I think we want to take our time and make sure they're 100% fit. Because at the end of the day, we want these guys to be fit for the long term. You know, I think of a player like Emerson. We need this guy to be fit because although Alonso scored today, I mean, we can get on to him a bit later. I thought he was pretty limiting today in terms of what he offered. The same with Aspilicueta. And I think that, you know, we will need to integrate our better set of fullbacks. And by that, I mean Reece James and Emerson. As the season goes on, because I just think that they'll help us so much more in these types of games. But yeah, overall, those are my thoughts on the lineup.
Fair play. I mean, now that you guys were talking, actually just occurred to me. I mean, I always had that at the back of my mind, but yeah, that's probably why. The combination of the fact that we'll expect, I mean, I don't know about you guys, I'm glad we've won, but I was kind of expecting a 2-3-4-0 win. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'm being too enthusiastic or optimistic or whatever, but at the end of the day, I'm glad we won. But I mean, now that I think about it, we were supposed to, we beat Newcastle, which was the end job. It's kind of sad that Barkley got injured, whether you like him or not. Injuries are not like something you'd want, because that just reduces the amount of people we have available. So that means you'd have to put, like, imagine if, I mean, like, we can get onto Barkley and Kovacic later on, but at the end of the day, I think as long as we got the job done with that lineup, I mean, I was skeptical, but now that I think about it, injuries and combining with the fact that Newcastle were expected to win regardless. So yeah, it's kind of okay. And speaking of Barkley's injury as well, Barkley's injury, was he do you know if he was injured properly as well? Or
I have no idea what happened to Barkley.
Adam, do you have any idea?
He went, actually, against Bulgaria, he went off with just a little knock on his, I think, calf. And then he went off with the same thing today. So I'm not sure if it's just a bad tackle on him that hurt him or if he pulled something. So I couldn't give you a straight answer, to be honest.
I know if Barkley, it didn't look too bad because he was able to walk off. I don't think it was anything serious by any means.
I hope he's nothing serious as well, because at the end of the day, well, you know, I know he's not been playing good at all. Yeah, kind of catfishing with England and all of that. I don't know what it is with Barkley. I've always liked him as a person. I just wish he could do a lot better, like when he gets on the pitch. But end of the day, I hope he's not injured too badly, because we actually, like him or not, we need to make sure we have some players at least to be able to play. Because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but Barkley and Mount are never supposed to be starting together in the 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1. Because I wouldn't like to see any of them in that pivot with Jorginho. And I don't want to see both of them playing as the offensive midfielders in a 4-3-3. So, I mean, yeah, I'm glad he didn't start off Kovacic or put in a Reece James or something like that. But in terms of, like, starting off, even though I would have appreciated to see them, but they were injured. So, you guys get what I'm trying to say. I'm ranting at this point, but yeah. Now, I want to speak about Callum Hudson-Odoi. This man, are you sure he had an injury? Like, are you actually sure? I don't think so. Because if he actually did get injured, he looks like a lot, like he looks better. And I think that might be down, in fact, most likely down to the fact that Lampard is the new manager and how much trust he's put into all these youth players. But Callum is looking really, really, really good. I mean, Adam, what are your thoughts on Callum so far?
When I was on the podcast for the first time, I kind of jokingly, but then kind of meant it when I was saying about winning the Ballon d'Or. Obviously, some people will say that's crazy, but I mean, if he gets the right players around him, anything's possible. There was talks about him getting to Sterling's level. I can see him going far past Sterling's level, if I'm being honest. And today, I think everything good came from him and Jorginho especially. So yeah, I was really impressed. My man of the match today, personally.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think we all know the level of talent that Callum has, and we all know that his ceiling is really whatever he wants it to be. I think today especially, he, you know, he could have had another assist with the Willian header in the first half, which Willian, in my opinion, should have scored. I also think, you know, he had the assist for Alonso, and he always looked a threat going down the right, left, sorry. He always would beat his man. He'd always make the right decision. A few times he lost the ball, and I thought, come on, you need to do a bit better there. But overall, I thought Callum was very good today. I'd give him, if I had to put a rating out of 10, I wouldn't give him an 8 out of 10 on some of the ones inside. He could have perhaps slotted it, but that's just me being a bit cynical, because I know how good of a player he is, so I'm going to hold him to the high standards that I know that he probably holds himself to. So I'd give him a 7.5 out of 10 today, but I really thought he was superb. And really, the only thing that is waiting for him is for him to start banging in the goals, because he's getting the assists and he's contributing in different ways, and he's really helping us with his dynamic ability down the left. And I think he will start getting goals, and he'll start getting more opportunities, especially when someone like Emerson comes back into the fold, who will overlap him more regularly and provide a much better ball-playing option than Marcos Alonso is currently.
Fair play, then. I mean, yeah, he got an assist today. Yeah, we'd like to see him bagging in more goals and all of that, but at the end of the day, for the fact, let's still remember he's injured, and I was one of the people who said that after all the contract stuff, I'm expecting a lot from him. Yeah, he's more than satisfactory at the moment, he's playing well, quite well. I want to get out, acknowledge when people are doing very well. I mean, yeah, I'd love to see him score some goals now, because I don't know about you guys, but I'd rather have him scoring, I'd obviously love to see him scoring goals and assists, but if I had to choose one, I'm trying to see some bangers on the regs. But yeah, I'd love to see him scoring a bit more goals. And now, I want to talk, you just mentioned, I'm going to take you back a bit, you just mentioned overlapping runs from Emerson and all that. Emerson, obviously, Emerson starts for Chelsea as a left back. He's a starting left back as far as I'm concerned. And I know he has potential to be one of, like, a very, very good left back from what I saw when I, like, in Italy. But Alonso today, now, how would you judge his performance? Obviously, he scored the goal that won the match, but what would you say his overall performance was like today? Josh, I'll start off with you.
I don't know what others will say on this, but for me, we all know the limitations of Alonso, and it's just like, we know he's not going to overlap consistently. We know he's not going to beat his man 1v1. We know he's very, very slow. Defensively, I thought he was okay today. I think he was a very okay performance, but as a fullback, especially against a team like Newcastle, you need to be providing a lot more width. And you need to be providing a lot more service into the box as well, because Tammy, although I feel he should have got a goal today off of one of the two crosses that he had, he didn't really have consistent service, especially in the first half. I don't really think Tammy had one chance at all. So obviously credit to Alonso where credit is due for a very good finish on the goal, but I need more from him. And I think that I need more, not only from him, but I need more from Aspie as well, because I just feel like if they're going to start, you know, they need to be offering a lot more, especially going forward.
Fair play. I mean, Adam, thoughts?
I would completely agree. I think his performance today will be overlooked because of the goal, which is fair enough, because it was the decisive goal in the game, and I think we can let him off. But, I mean, he's a player with that experience. He's a Premier League winner. He should be given more, you know, good crosses, overlapping. And, like, for games that we might not get to win, it's not going to be acceptable. Obviously, we'll let him off today because he did score the decisive goal, but same with Aspie, like Josh said, it has to be better. I mean, these are players who have so much experience, and like, I don't think he's not like old, like he's still, I wouldn't say in his prime years obviously, but he's still at the age that you can't give him an excuse because of his age. So that's why I feel he has to be doing better. If I had to rate him out of 10, I would say 6.5. I would say 5 without a goal, but I mean, the goal gives him that extra thing, so yeah.
Fair play. I mean, once again, Alonso, one of them ones where he scored a goal, so I mean, that's not a left back's job, but he done well off the match here. That's 3 points in the bag. I know that, like, you know, that was the goal that got us into third place. And speaking of third place, now we're third. 5 wins on the bounce. 17 points. Is it 17 or 16? I think 17 points with 17 points with Leicester City. So, I mean, Frank Lampard is actually doing a really good job. I mean, what do you guys think of Lampard so far? Adam?
I think he has been brilliant so far. I can kind of see a resemblance, and I don't want to compare him to Klopp, but I can kind of see, like, the philosophy of getting these young players and turning them into, I don't want to say world class just yet, but turn them into great first team players, because they'll get the experience this season. There's no doubt about that. I think all the names like Reece James, Hudson-Odoi, Tommy, Mount, I'm sure I've missed a few, Pulisic even, I think they'll all get more experience. And by next season, we're looking at a team with a transfer window in the summer. We're looking at a team that could win many trophies. So I think he's done a great job so far. Obviously, we had a rocky start to the season, but we were always expecting that. We weren't expecting, you know, like to do something like Liverpool are doing. And although the standards may have dropped and we are Chelsea FC, we have a transfer ban and this is giving youth a chance. So we have to expect that and we have to accept it.
Yeah. I mean, Josh, Teague?
I think Frank Lampard so far, I mean, I think he's been very good. I mean, as Adam said, we started off the season pretty shaky going into that first international break. We only had one win. But I feel that since then we've really kicked on, and I can only pick out like one poor performance, which was the Valencia game in the Champions League. But other than that, I think, you know, since then, we've been very, very good. And even against Liverpool at home, you know, we got really unlucky not to get something out of that game. And we all know that Liverpool's a better team than us. I don't think there's any point in denying that. But the fact of the matter is, like, we've played Liverpool twice this season. And in my opinion, we've been the better team in both games. So it's really just down to us signing the players to get us onto the level that Liverpool are on currently. You know, I look at the likes of Jadon Sancho, perhaps a world-class centre-back. These are just two positions to pop into my mind, but we're not that far off in terms of how many players we need. I think we maybe need like 4 players, if that, and we can seriously compete with Liverpool and Man City for the Premier League and I think about 2 seasons' time after giving this team time to gel and know how they play together and more experience overall in the Premier League, because that's what's important for such a young squad. You know, they need to play in the Premier League at the high level that they're playing at. And I mean, they're living up to my expectations, because before the season, I had high expectations for them because I knew what they were capable of. And I mean, there were some Chelsea fans who were like, I'd be happy with 6th. There were some Chelsea fans that would be like, it's a free season. For me, I wasn't going to be happy with anything really other than top 4, because I know how good these guys are. And I think we will get top 4. And I think, you know, we'll get top 4 a lot more comfortably than we did last season. So overall, Frank Lampard, very good job so far. Just needs to kick on. And I think as the team starts playing more, we'll definitely start playing even better than we already have been. And especially when my guy Ruben Loftus-Cheek comes back, we are going to be really looking at a serious force.
Fair play. I mean, for me, once again, Lampard today was a lot of people are not going to give him credit for was substitutions. I think
it's
spot on today. They were absolutely spot on. And once again, a lot of people, if you know me, I mean, for listeners that know me, I know Adam, you know me, Josh, you know me. Thing is, I like to be very, very, like, I can be extremely optimistic, and you can call me pessimistic at times if you want, but I'd call myself a very flat-out realist, and I'll be honest about my assessment in certain things. Lampard is doing much better than I was expecting. I was expecting a bumpy road. I mean, I'm not going to come out here and be like, oh, my mind was telling me to expect 6th or 7th. And once again, I might sound negative here, but we still need to play more games in the season. We're getting into the December period, and that's when we're going to really see how strong these youth are. Do you get what I mean? With back-to-back games, so many games to play. This is the make it or break it part of the season, if you ask me. It's like this, like, I mean, November, December period. But yeah. I mean, Frank is definitely impressing me more. I'm definitely impressed. I'm quite impressed. And I'm very, very impressed. I'm, once again, like I keep on saying, I'm trying to see how the whole season is. I'm not going to just, I'm definitely going to let them, I'm going to praise them as they are currently doing well. But if for any reason, I'm going to mention any, I mean, obviously today there were no defensive problems. Not really, because I mean, we did against Newcastle. But have we really worked on that yet? I hope we have. Again, who's our next game again? Ajax. I hope we've worked on that ahead of Ajax. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, fair play to Frank, definitely. Fair play to Frank and the youth players as well. Once again, I'm not going to come out here and say, oh, they're all generational or they're all going to be world-class talents. I don't know about that. I mean, I have a few that definitely I think are going to be world-class. I mean, Hudson Odoi, Reece James, and I still love Billy Gilmour, honestly. I don't know why I have a thing for registers. Oh, speaking of registers, I haven't spoken about Jorginho. But I mean, overall, like, generally speaking, I'm very, very impressed with Frank Lampard this season. I'm not going to come out here like I said before, but yeah, he's impressing me. I hope he keeps on impressing me. And at this stage, I wouldn't be surprised if we won something. I mean, I'm kind of overstepping my boundaries, but I genuinely wouldn't be surprised if we won something. And once again, we're still Chelsea Football Club. So that's the first and foremost. Manager aside, players aside, we're a Chelsea Football Club. For the past 20 years, we've been absolutely killing it. So, like, I shouldn't expect any less. And Frank is definitely, it's not just about being the manager of Chelsea FC. I mean, a former player, like a former legend, but he's definitely living up to the hype. I mean, do you have anything else to say about Lampard, Adam, Josh?
I think you've nailed it, to be honest. Yeah.
Fair yeah, I think you've said everything that needs to be said.
All right. And as I was speaking just now, I can't believe I forgot to talk about Jorginho, man. I mean, a lot of people just think I have massive... I love that guy. Forget about it. I absolutely love him. I have to talk about him. I could care less. So, I mean, what did you guys think of Jorginho? Adam, I'll start with you.
I mean... I expect no less anymore. I mean, absolutely fantastic. I don't think he put a foot wrong more than once. I think he had about one misplaced pass that could have been better. But overall, I think if we didn't have him today, we would have been absolutely destroyed. Well, not destroyed, but I was going to say a different word, but I don't want to swear. So we would have been absolutely...
No, go on.
We would have been fucked, pretty much, right? We would have been fucked, I think. But, like, he just holds the play together so nicely. He just fills in the spot that's so needed. He's there when you're attacking. He's there when you need him to make an interception. His tackling was amazing today. People who say he can't defend, I hope that's opened their eyes. I was like that once, but if you see the light, just walk towards it. So I think probably he's our new Mr. Consistent. No offense to Ospi, but I mean... I would say he's our new captain, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, just waiting for Reece James, man, honestly. But I mean, Josh, what did you think of Jorginho's performance today?
Jorginho, I thought, as you guys have said, I thought he was fantastic. I mean, the way he won the ball back for us and kept the pressure on, especially he really, really helped keep the pressure on that led to the goal. And he really just kept the pressure on the whole game, moved the ball left to right. You know, a player of his caliber is key to breaking down a team like Newcastle, because that's what you need to do. You need to keep shifting the defense left and right until you eventually find this weakness and then you attack it. So, yeah, I mean, Jorginho, like Adam said, by this point, you know, I don't really expect anything less. I mean, we all know the kind of player he is. We all know what he can do. We all know how much of a leader he is in this side. So, yeah, I was really, really happy with Jorginho's performance today. And, I mean, I just hope he carries on the form because, for me, he didn't start out the season so well. But in recent fixtures, he's been playing really, really well.
I mean, a lot of people know what my take is on Jorginho. I repped him on Twitter before I changed my AVA. I've, like, defended him on numerous platforms, like, on different podcasts, on, like, my podcast. I mean, this podcast. I've defended him so many different places, but now I'm just so glad that I do not have to drive. I mean, whenever I see propaganda on the timeline, I'm retweeting it, hands down. Like, don't even, like, I don't care who done it. I mean, except it's, like, a bad account, but I'm spreading that propaganda regardless. But for me, like, I'm just so glad now that everyone is, like, kind of happy. And, like, everyone is cheering him on. Everyone is fine with, like, if you had mentioned Jorginho captain last season, a lot of people would have flipped. I mean, what do you guys think?
I wouldn't have. Like, when I say, like, I didn't like him, it's not that I didn't like him. Because I always said to my friends that he's a good player, but I was just kind of like, he's not what people are making him out to be. Like, he's not this world-class player, but I think, and this is what I want to ask, personally, I feel like he is world-class, but I wanted to know, did you think the same?
I mean, I think Jorginho is world-class. I think he definitely is world-class. But, I mean, like I said, I'm just so happy that he's finally, like, and I also kind of think, I wouldn't say, I need to word this very correctly, if not, we'll get in trouble. Last season, Sarri's football, the way what Jorginho's role was to move the ball extremely quickly and, like, recycle it very quickly. So I think it kind of limited him to an extent. I mean, he was basically, he's still doing what he was doing last season now, and he's doing it well as well, on the same level or higher. But I think he kind of has more to his game now. I don't know if that's because he's used to the Premier League now and his defending is a lot better, but I think there's more to his game. I mean, what do you think, Josh?
I mean, with Jorginho, I think he's gotten used to the pace of play. I mean, for me, he's obviously not the most athletically gifted. He's not very fast. He's not the strongest. But I think one thing that Jorginho is he's very smart. He always finds himself in the right positions. He doesn't shy away from the tackle. I thought he was very key, especially with tackles today, and helping us. I mean, since last season, what has he added to his game? I mean, the defensive aspect of his game has improved, in my opinion. Something that I want to see is Jorginho against, like, I know we have Man City coming up in about a month's time. That's probably our next big game. I want to see how he does defensively away at Man City especially. But overall, I think he's improved defensively. His attacking game, perhaps it's sped up a tiny bit. Overall, Jorginho has just been really, really solid in the last few games and, you know, continuing on what he showed us last season. So it's good to see, and I'm hoping that he can continue this form.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too, man. Like I said, I love that guy absolutely. I just respect him so much. Okay, so I guess does anyone have anything else they want to mention? Adam, Josh?
I mean, I think we've ticked all the boxes.
Yeah, I think there's not that much else we can say, really.
But yeah, I mean, just overall, I'm glad we've won the game. 5 wins on the bounce. If you remember how we started off this season, I mean, all 5 wins haven't been great. There are 5 wins regardless, but they haven't all been great. Definitely not. But, I mean, we've won against Newcastle. Let's remember, I think it was United and Spurs, yeah, that lost to Newcastle?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're both in the bin, so... And I think that guy's going to get the sack later on, but let's see how that goes. But generally speaking, I think I'm impressed with the way we're playing right now. Now we have Ajax on Tuesday. I might be going for that game. Let's see how that goes. But yeah, guys, this, nothing else to say, I'm guessing.
Yeah, nope. I mean, that's it.
All right, fair play then. So before I end this episode, though, I have two things to mention. For starters, I want to thank everyone. I mean, not such a massive milestone, but I hit 300 subscribers a few days ago. I think I'm like 330 now. The rate at which I'm growing is, I'm liking it. I appreciate it. Let's see if we can get a grand by the end of the year. Well, I'm actually so happy that I'm actually growing now. I really appreciate you guys for following me. And if you listen to the end of the podcast, you're extremely appreciated as well. That's one thing. And secondly, we have something in the making, guys. We shall be tweeting it out very soon, just when we confirm all the numbers and everything. But we have a partnership. I'm not going to say who it's with, but we definitely have a partnership on the cards. And you guys should look out for that. So we're going to be getting some special episodes very soon. But I mean, till then, I want to thank Adam for coming on once again.
Thank you, Adam. So much,
thanks very much for having me. It's been good.
I mean, going to have you on more. I mean, in the future as well. Really glad, nice having you on, you know, with some good content and being able to realize when you're wrong with stuff and open up about it and take them like a man, not like some children who just don't like to take their L's. And I mean, Josh, I'm not going to thank you. Screw you. And
I kid.
Well, yeah, I mean, this has been Dami, Josh.
I have been Josh.
Adam. I have been Adam.
And we'll catch you in the next episode of the Fulham Road Podcast. Bye-bye.
Peace, people.